Why did you see it? It's kind of neat. They went to a lot of big cities, and they just flew over the major metropolitan areas just so everybody could get a look at it. And they flew around the Beltway a couple of times just at low altitude so everybody could gape. Probably caused about 15 accidents. I pulled it over, snapped a couple of shots of that thing as it went by on the back of that big plane. Neato torpedo. I suppose it's just a matter of time before they encounter faraway life in outer space. Just a matter of time, buddy. Well, you know, we sent that thing off to a galaxy far, far away. We sent away a rocket ship that has a little message inside. Remember that when they did that years ago? What was it, 10 years ago? They sent off a rocket with an international sign language message that said, "Hi, we're friends." It drew a picture of what man and woman looks like, and it had the location of Earth in the universe, so that if this thing one day slams into somebody's barbecue grill in the planet of Gorkon, you know, then they can say, "Hey, look, Earthlings! Hey, Gladys, fire up the spaceship! Let's go visit them!" You know, you never know. They may one day send a visitor from another land. Wouldn't it be odd if they came to observe how the average human being lives? If out of the millions and millions and millions and millions of Earthlings to choose, they came to my house and observed the Grease Palace to check out the common Earthling, his likes, his dislikes, his habits, his modus operandi. He could probably get a mistaken impression as to how America lives if he comes to my place. I can just see it now. From out of a dark sky, a little green light. A spacecraft hovers for a second, darts over my privacy fence with the broken glass and the barbed wire, and lands in my backyard. I got the curtains and windows open, you know, because I got that fence. I'm not expecting anybody to peek in. But all of a sudden, two little antennas peek up, and they peer into my house, and they watch me as I get ready for a date. The little man grabs his space communicator and files this report back to his planet.
"This is Icon Exploration Unit 197. I have reached Earth. Am looking in window of typical Earthling's dwelling. He's bald. He's bulky. Legs could use a little work, however. He's pulling down his pants and squatting over a mirror, checking for boil infestation. Most disconcerting, even for the scientific mind to watch. He appears satisfied. Once again, rebuckling his pants. Instant space analysis. Reveal fabric to be seersucker. He now splashes some sort of liquid on his chin, space analysis. Revealing liquid to be aqua verba. Stand by one moment. Female unit is approaching. She's rather beefy. She has several brown paper bags under her arm. He greets her at the door. Leads her to the kitchen. Where they are now intaking nourishment, space analysis. Reveals nourishment to be chili dogs. Space analysis. Methane gas in the air, emanating from one or the other caucuses. He is now carrying her upstairs with visible effort. Levitating to upper bedroom. I see. They're conversing. He is exploring. There seems to be some sort of mating ritual going on. I can read his lips. He's saying something about cologne. Leave it alone. And now it appears we are about to watch the typical Earthling mate. A horrible procedure indeed. Reading lips. Male unit seems to be saying, "Get it, get it." Female unit saying nothing, biting pillowcase. Male unit scrunching teeth, eyes are squinting shut. Cessation of all activity. Repeat, cessation of all activity. They're now lighting combustible matter. Space analysis. Revealing combustible material to be Camel cigarette. Female unit has drifted into a trance-like slate. Female unit is asleep. Male unit is now chewing off his arm at the shoulder.